Do you like nuts in your chocolate? Sherry, do you like nuts in your chocolate?
No.
Well, who's nuts? Andy's nuts?
Especially not his. Jimmy, are you a nutty?
Nuts in your ice cream?
Oh, he's a nut.
Not, he got a, just very light.
Light nuts?
Light on the nuts.
Light your nuts up.
I do like the nuts. I like the crunch.
I've heard that about you. You like the nuts.
They over.
Oh, people in a world filled with pod shows, you have found the Boom Xers. We are the pod show all about the jibber jabber.
Hey, dibber dabber, we got some jibber jabber for you.
We are four friends too young to be baby boomers, but too old to be Gen Xers. And we get together on Thursdays. And we broadcast live on podbean.com.
The Boomax podcast. We're better than Dandelion Wine.
We are much better than Dandelion Wine. Sure. My name is Dave. I am in Pennsylvania. And as always, I've got my three besties with me.
Four Boomaxers sit in a tub and talk until the turds float up.
That's what we do. We talk till the turds float up. So what we will do is we will start off in Michigan and say hello to Sherry. Hello.
Hello. Happy 411.
411. That's information if you call 411.
Oh. Hmm. Well, you have to pay for information, bro.
Bro.
1960s Jimmy called.
Fucking bro. All right, so now we'll go down to North Carolina and say hello to Cindy. Hello.
I got the 411.
I'm sure you do. Motherfucking 411. And last, but not least, we go back up to Michigan. Just down the road from Sherry's house to the one and only Mr. Jimmy Artie. What is up, Jimmy?
What's up, Dave? What happened to my song?
Oh. We didn't know what you exactly wanted done with that song. So what I will do is I will go here right now.
Is it worth playing? That's all I want.
Here's
play
the
it
deal.
During our beer break.
We're going to play
the beer.
I could play
like he was talking about going for a beer.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Let me go for a beer.
Now, see, there you go. That's Sherry. It's on Sherry.
All right.
So, all right. So, Jimmy has a song that we're going to play today, and we'll play it when we go get a beer.
Hey, I got to go get a beer.
Already?
Asshole.
Am I the asshole? So anyway, wait. Shut the hell up. Everybody shut up, even you, Sherry. Shut up, even though I'm going to pass it over to you because you are going to tell us that we are now sponsored?
We are most definitely not sponsored by racist robots because Dave sure likes robots, but it's the worst robot ever. We are not sponsored by racist robots.
Okay.
Roger out.
Let us not judge these robots until we find out the context of what they're doing.
Wow. This leads into a late-breaking story from Jimmy.
We do know what they're doing.
We do.
We do. Jimmy?
What?
Tell us about those damn racist robots.
Oh, those racist robots.
Yeah.
The racist robots.
Doing their racist robocalls.
At the last election, two white dudes hired a black chick to make a recording, and they sent it to 85,000 people in Detroit. Or maybe it was more than one recording, because one was, sent different people different things. Sometimes they were threatening them. Sometimes they were, say, you know, power persuasion and, you know, interfering with the election.
So they specifically went Punks. To the 313, right? Area code.
Yeah.
Which is Michigan, Detroit area, right?
Downtown.
And they made sure, like he said, there were two racist white dudes. So they paid some black woman to record this thing. And they were telling everybody, targeting 313 and talking so that they would get comfortable with who it was telling them that if you vote by mail, that it's going to give the popo your personal information. And they're going to find out any outstanding warrants. Credit card companies are going to come after your debt. The CDC is going to make you get a vaccine. And then you're going to be given the private information to the man. So don't vote by mail.
They only do that in Florida.
So it was bullshit. It happened in the case. It took this long to get through the courts. But what I found fascinating is, so it was, these guys were doing the robocalls in Detroit and also Ohio and New York. So the New York Attorney General already got them and they owe like $1.5 million. But in Michigan, part of the punishment was they gave them the 12,000, 20,000, however many robocalls, and they have to call each of them back and apologize and tell them what I said was a lie. That is way better than money because they have to call all these people and go, by the way, I lied about that.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's how you want to do damage, right?
Right.
Is make you make the people that did it, undo. By the way. Yeah. So I thought that was great punishment.
Did they hire the black chick to do it for them?
To call and say I had the lie.
Right.
No, they want Whitey McWhite to have to do it.
Themselves?
Yes, they have to do it.
Unbelievable.
Yes, because why would you have the community think that somebody in their community was behind it? She was just a chill that probably, you know, got a few bucks. So, yeah. No, they have to do it.
Huh.
That's awesome. So,
and they probably they don't even live near Detroit at all.
Not like Jimmy did.
They're from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
They called their robo thing the Black Robo. That was the...
Right. Well, they didn't get thrown in jail, so...
Huh.
They have to up $1.25 million.
So wait, did they just hire the black actress as a voice, and so they just had her record stuff, and then they cut and pasted to make their messages? That was the robocall? Like, she doesn't even know what the fuck she was saying.
Huh. I didn't read that part. I kind of Jimmy read it.
It sounds like they just used her and cut and spliced and cut her.
Even more bullshitty.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she should sue them now. You know? Because it's like, you know, taking what you were hired for and twisting it up.
For sure.
They're calling it a contrafactum.
Exactly.
So those damn racist robots.
Motherfuckers. That's another scary thing about AI. It's going to be used to do this kind of shit easier. You're not going to have to hire a black actress to get that voice to sound like a black person to call black. And it'll even be better at finding the right people to call. Oh, that's the scary part about AI.
It'll be like your sister-in-law.
Scam artist. Just the fact that artists will use it.
Yeah, they'll get your sister-in-law's voice and they'll freaking tell you a bunch of lies.
Exactly.
They are doing AI psychiatrists.
What do you think the percentage of people that actually answer their phone and listen is these days?
It The percentage goes up.
What's the percentage of people that have like home numbers versus cell phones?
The percentage goes up with age. Right? The older you are, the more likely you're to answer and listen. The younger you are, the less likely. You're just, fuck that. Skip that. Who's that? Skip that.
Yeah. Right.
Block that caller. I have so many of those. Delete and report junk.
Yeah.
I'll report your junk.
You are junk.
Easy. Easy. Now, wait. Oh. I was going to play Jimmy's song again, but I forgot. We're going to do it when we get beer.
We'll get the beer.
I wish I had a beer. Can I tell you my beer story?
Yes.
It's like my little jibber-jabber beer story. So lately I thought, you know, I live in like, there's so many local breweries everywhere you go, every state, every city, blah. So instead of buying my usual cheap-ass whatever beer, I'm going to go get some kind of interesting beer. So I've found a couple Pilsners that I like. And the other day I'm like, okay, let me find something different. And I brought it home and I'm chilling out on the couch. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty relaxing. I'm reading the fucking can and it says 45 calories. I'm like, that's fucking light. You know, it does taste light, but I thought the lightest beer was 90. And then I turn it and it says, NA beers usually contain less than 0.5% alcohol. Like, God damn it.
NA beers.
That's awful.
It was O'Doul's.
Yeah. No, it was actually a nice beer, but it was very light. So that's what got me reading the can. I got a fucking NA beer. But, you know, it did chill me out, and it was probably a little bit of that what's that effect? The
butterfly.
Yes, the butterfly effect. Yes, that's it.
When you take a pill and it's the
placebo.
Yeah.
The placebo.
But it was buzzing around all day, and then I sat down. Oh, I have beer, and then I was feeling really chill until I saw that it didn't contain alcohol. Anyway, that was my funny beer story. So I'm drinking wine tonight.
Yeah, none of that shit.
None of that. Crap. Val's like, do you need me to make you a whiskey drink tonight? No, I'm all right. I got some wine.
But thanks for looking out for me, babe.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate.
Bruh.
David.
What?
What's new in the golf course world?
There is nothing new.
What?
Do they have golf bras?
We don't sell them. We sell gloves and hats and shirts.
Golf hosiery?
We don't sell hosiery.
Okay.
Are you talking about like for the purpose of golfing better, or with a brand like Titleist Titty Bra or something?
Exactly. Titleist.
Sure, man. Whatever. You know, whatever's trendy. But
so, Sherry, when you golf, in addition to like special gloves and shoes, do you wear any other special garb?
I do not have any titty bras at all.
You don't wear a sports bra.
But it's not a golf bra.
Well, no.
Specifically.
But it's a sports bra.
No, not for golf. You're not jumping up and down.
Sherry, right. Get it.
Yeah, you are when you did hit a hole in one.
Yeah, so that happens a lot.
Because people will buy the golf bra that are golfers. Like, wow, Doris, you just had a beautiful shot. I know, because I'm wearing the golf bra.
Golf.
Jimmy's always thinking.
Not only thinking, he's putting out the commercial.
He's got the titty pillow and the golf bra.
Right.
Right. Trying to get back into women's undergarments.
Correct. With the golf bra.
It's like a whole new segment of your business, Dave. A women's section.
Yes.
And then, you know what? You can hire Jimmy to work it.
Yes.
Right. Or one of them makeup artists.
Or one of the makeup artists. Either Jimmy or a makeup artist is going to run our new ladies center down at Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Jimmy, how old were you when you worked in ladies' lingerie?
In lingerie, Jimmy.
How old were you?
16.
So you got a cute little 16-year-old boy in the lingerie section. Here's where the ladies probably eat you up.
Who
let, now I'm not sure.
Who let Jimmy work in lingerie when he was 16? There is something wrong with this world.
Yeah. But I had the furthest storeroom away from lingerie.
Okay, well, now the details come out. It was in the storeroom, Dave.
Oh yeah. It was the furthest away. No, he had his own little private storeroom way in the back.
Well, you have to go to shipping and you have to get all the stuff from your department and then you have to stack it up in your storeroom and count it, make sure everything is copacetic and blah, 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 blah.
Copacetic?
But yeah, it kind of smelled a little like latex all the time in there.
And la 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 la.
But I knew all the freaking colors of pantyhose and all of that stuff.
Like skin tone? Is that what you're saying? I mean,
summer tan. Noir.
Taupe.
Midnight ho.
Daytime ho.
Morning ho.
Morning ho.
Big ol' ho.
You didn't sell that kind of shit. That was across the street at the wig shop.
Hobo ho.
I knew the end was near when the whole freaking Woodward turned into wig shop after wig shop.
Fucking wigs, man. They take over everything. As soon as the wigs move in, the fucking pantyhose move everywhere out.
Yeah.
Right.
What is it with wigs, Matt?
They don't like pantyhose.
No. Nope. Never see the teacher.
Well, the whole store's that knocked down, so.
Yep, they're down. Well, Sherry, you are wigwamming out on us, and you will hear it when you listen to the show.
Damn it.
Damn it. It only happened just there a little second ago.
Sorry.
No, it's your fault. Don't let it happen again. How dare you?
Damn it. It is rainy here.
Huh.
I was wondering. Yeah. Huh.
Oh, so did you hear the news about Greta?
Greta Van Susteren?
No.
Greta Garbo?
Thurnberger.
Wait a minute. Greta Turdburglar? Did you just say Greta Turdburglar? Because that's what I heard.
You're that wishful thinking. But no, man, the chick, the little girl in Sweden.
Oh, one who's the fighting for climate change, right.
Pollution. Right.
They won their case too, man.
Who knew there was an international court on human rights?
Who knew?
People.
Everybody? Every other human being on the planet? Because I'm going, what? International court? What are you talking about? International court.
Yep.
So what's the story, Jimmy? Tell us the story. What happened?
Well, they won their case.
Who won what case, you dumbass? God, I mean, my
women.
Man. My bro.
The women were saying that climate change was shortening their lifespans because of the extreme heat. And there's been no research into what it does to a woman.
Right. And there were more than 2,000 Swiss women who were in this court case.
Exactly. And they won, man. Bless them.
Now, here's the
question.
What
did they win? Who did they sue?
Everyone.
They sued their government. They sued the Swiss government, and the court ruled that the Swiss government had violated some of the women's human rights due to critical gaps in its national legislation to reduce planet heating emissions, as well as a failure to meet past climate targets. So there.
Thank you, Dave.
There. That was very good, Dave.
Well, I was reading it straight from the article. So they won. But what is it? It says it marks the first time the court has ruled on climate litigation. There is no right of appeal, and the judgment is legally binding. But to whom? Like, who are they going to send the Swiss government to jail? What's legally binding? Come on.
They still use them things in the public square.
Like flogging people?
Stocks.
Stocks. There you go.
We'll put them in the stocks, buddy.
So I guess that one girl, Greta, also was with a group that had a case in court, but that case lost. And they were ruled inadmissible because the groups hadn't yet tried every opportunity to fight this in their own country's courts.
Right. So look.
They had not exhausted all legal avenues within their national court systems. So one of cases was said yes, and the other two were said no. Get the fuck out. Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
That's how you say it?
Well, I don't know. That's how I say it. Sweden. Then it would be Thunberg. Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg. Let's get tuned with Greta.
I'm Greta Thunberg.
I don't think Greta.
I don't think she talks like that at all.
Hagenbergen, Zergen, Flegen. Irgendi, Flegen, Zergendi, Bergen.
Speaking of things that we don't understand,
idiots.
I've found another Sabbath mode type deal that I don't quite understand, but I sort of understand. So the refrigerators that don't turn the light on. We've talked about this before, that in religion there's always a way to just get around the shit. Don't really follow the shit, but find something to get around the back door. So Muslims are not allowed to gain interest nor pay interest. So it makes it kind of dicey. How do you own a home then? How do you take out a mortgage? So I didn't delve in to totally understand the system, but there are specific banks, they call them halal loans. And you're doing the same fucking thing, but they're basically, so if you were to get interest, you would have to give it away to charity. So, because you're not allowed to have interest on something, you got to give it to the church, you got to give it to whatever. So I think they put the lump of quote money in an account, and you're donating the interest to somebody.
Huh. The bank.
AKA the bank. Right? But it's set up with certain language is different so that they can say, I'm not paying interest. I'm donating my profits from this chunk of money that the bank put in my account. Hmm. And I know it's more complex than that, but that's kind of somehow they're getting around that they're not paying interest. They are donating profits from their money.
Hmm.
Yeah. Weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Somehow I don't believe anything you just said. So
because I was buzzing out or because it's just bullshit.
It sounds like bullshit that you just did a Jimmy Reads and you didn't delve into it at all.
I didn't even do a Jimmy Reads. I was out at a job site, and as most people know, if it's hard to buy a house now, especially for first-time home investors, have decided for all sorts of reasons that you should just buy houses and turn them into VRBOs. So they will buy houses sight unseen, including international buyers. So I'm doing an inspection on these townhouses that are like 8 plexes per unit. And they've got 2 or 3 that are Chinese investors, and 2 out of 3 fell through because when the Chinese government finds out where your money is going outside the country and it's an investment in a place in the United States, they put the kibosh on it. Hmm. But if you can say, I'm sending my kid to the University of Michigan and I'm buying him a place to live, then you can get around it. And then they never remember to go back and tell you, you got to sell that investment. So they're doing anything they can to get an investment in the United States.
Hmm.
And then they also had a woman that they had to figure out how to get her a loan because she couldn't take a traditional loan because she can't pay interest.
Hmm.
So there, it wasn't a Jimmy Reads, it was a Jimmy C's.
So you didn't even read, Jesus.
I scanned.
The experience is much better. So halal loans go straight to Allah.
Allah.
Right.
Allah gets his cut right off the top.
So is that like a form of indulgence?
Hmm.
Either like that or it's a form of a loan.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm talking about the interest.
Uh-huh.
Whole interest deal. That's right. Like the more you pay, the better place you're going to have up there or down there or wherever they go.
I think maybe we should go for a beer before Jimmy Reads, if you know what I mean, Dave.
Huh. So we're going to go for a beer right now. Wait, I'm going to turn this up.
Indulgences. You could
settle down, Jimmy. We're going for a beer.
Kid Rock, dude.
Okay, wait. I got to start that over. That was bad. Sorry, Jimmy. That was bad.
What was it?
It's your song.
Oh.
Now shush up and listen to it, because I think they might have already gone for their beers. I don't know. Here, ready? Here's Jimmy's song called BRT. Are you there? Who's there?
I am.
Did you hear the song?
I did.
Jimmy, are you there? Everybody went. I want to play this song.
I'm for a beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be right back, Jimmy.
BRT. I
mean, he didn't even drink beer and he went for a beer.
He went for something, that's for sure.
James Arthur, are you back or not? Wow, he really isn't. And he's got to like do something soon.
How long were we? Oh, there he is. Jimmy's back.
Is he?
Jimmy.
He doesn't look like he's back. Fucking never let Jimmy go for a beer. Don't ever allow it.
I saw this little, see, he's back. I saw a little light up. He just coughed.
He coughed.
Just to begin.
Jimmy.
Hello, baby.
Okay, should I play that song one more time?
No.
Sherry, did you hear the song?
No.
Jimmy.
I didn't hear the second one.
Cindy, did you hear the song?
No.
I mean, I'll hear it when I listen to the show.
Good point.
That's how we were going for a beer. Yeah, so we got something.
Good fucking point. All right. Now, we will discuss it next week on the show. Jimmy. What?
Fantastic.
I don't understand.
Fantastic.
How will I fix my mistake?
Here is here's the only thing that you need to understand, Jimmy.
Yay. Okay, Jimmy reads. Jimmy has three songs. Sherry and Dave are going to guess them right away. And they're going to combine them. And there's lots of clues. I even put purple out there just in fucking case you guys don't know the song.
So I figured out a way that I can guarantee I'm going to win.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to mute Sherry. That's all.
It's fucking perfect.
Well, no, because then that means you still have to know the song.
True.
If you could mute Sherry to the show, but just have her answer come into your head.
Ooh,
there you go.
Wait, I can do that. But not tonight, I can't
see?
Do that. But I can figure out how to do that for next week. Thanks for that input. That's better.
Sure.
You're even.
My money's still on Sherry.
Yeah, so. I know, right. You're right, somehow.
How about you, Jimmy?
I'll end up
you taking any bets?
What? I'll end up muting Jimmy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shit. I get an AI voice. Hey, that might be interesting if I can get AI to read a Jimmy Reed one week.
I don't think AI could not do half the job that Jimmy does.
That's true. That I agree with that. All right, Jimmy, are you ready to go? Do you have the information you need? Okay, sweet.
Beep boop. I am AI. Beep boop.
Hello.
He's number one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Here we go.
My love. Hold on a sec. Excuse me. Number one. My love is bigger than a Honda. Yeah. It's bigger than a Subaru.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. There's only one thing, the one car that will do.
Yeah.
Pink Cadillac.
Ooh. Bruce Springsteen?
Nope. No, I don't think that's right. I'm taking it back.
Yes. Yes, I am. Nope. You guys got it.
Woo-hoo!
Whether you like it or not.
All right. Fucking Bruce Springsteen.
Damn it.
Was that 50-50?
All right. That was.
Woohoo! I muted her just in time. Just before she said Bruce Springsteen, I hit that mute button.
Okay, good job. Number two.
Here we go, Jimmy.
Two. And I feel so much depends on the weather. So, is it raining in your bedroom? And I see that these are the eyes of disarray.
This is Stone Temple Pilots. These are the eyes of disarray.
So would you even care? And I'm feeling.
And she's feeling.
Where are you going? Going
for tomorrow? Yeah, but what's the name of the song?
Keep going. That's beautiful.
Jesus.
Duet.
Where are you going? Impromptu duet.
And I feel, and I feel, I must begin to smell her.
Will she smell her now? And it's
something.
I think it's one of the. Is this one of those where they never fucking say it in the title?
It's fucking Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, it's one of those.
Weather?
Oh, please. You guys already heard it. Sherry and I sang it. Come on.
Yeah. So Dave has 50% so far. If you can come up with the unsung title. No,
I knew it was something that never said it in the thing. So I didn't know there was time to jump in. So I looked. So I get no credit. Dave, do you want to pull it from your ass?
No, I don't really care.
God damn it.
Stone Temple Pilots.
What is it, Jerry?
Yeah, what is it?
Plush.
Plush. I never would have come up with that. No. Mm-mm.
Fuck.
Plush, please. Okay, so City Dave, City Jimmy.
You betcha. Woohoo!
So you got 50, 150.
Oof. Uh-oh.
Number three. James.
And I feel so much depends on the weather.
Stop. That's number two. That was number two.
Stone Temple Pilots, plush.
Although he did have a good read, and you were able to figure out what that song was.
Right. That's true.
That was pretty good. You didn't. You get so far. You guys haven't needed the clues, but Jimmy, number three.
I'm a man with conviction. I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction. You come and go. You come and go. Here he is. Oh.
Hmm.
You might need the clue on this one.
Shouldn't.
Okay.
Do
you want the black or black and green, or how do you want to play this, guys?
I'm hearing crickets. All I'm hearing is crickets on this one. I'm not even getting
black
close.
And green.
Black and green, Jimmy.
I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction. You come and go. You come and go.
Green.
Loving would be easy if your colors were like mine.
Oh, this is a Culture Club. Karma Chameleon? No.
Yeah,
wait.
Baby.
Yeah, baby. Comma, 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 chameleon.
I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell.
It's comma. Wow.
Karma chameleon.
So wait, what do we? So Sherry pulls out the lead.
Oh my God, Sherry right? fucking wins the fucking game with motherfucking culture, motherfucking club. That's like getting.
So there's a little bit of a theme.
That's like John winning with John Cougar Mellencamp. Fuck that. Fucking culture club. Sherry, okay. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, what? Oh, do we have a theme? Is there a combining theme? Cynthia.
Yes. If you stop complaining, you would have heard me ask, what's the theme?
Yeah. Bitch.
Listen here. Oh my God. Oh my God. All right, Sherry.
Okay, so to reiterate, Dave, first one was Springsteen Pink Cadillac. And then we had Stone Temple Pilots Plush. And your favorite Boy George Culture Club with Karma Chameleon.
Karma chameleon.
What's the thing? Jimmy, you go first. You must know because you read this. What do you think the combining theme of those three songs is?
It's red, gold, and green.
You know, that's a pretty good fucking creative answer.
I like this.
It's not the one I was thinking of, but, you know, I will accept. I will accept a few points.
They are three bands who have three entirely different audiences.
Wow.
That is also a very good answer, and you will get a few points for that one as well. But that was not where I was going.
I think this is about stuffed animals.
She goes, that's exactly it. Stuffed animals.
We got plush. And we got pink, like the Pink Panther was a little stuffed thing.
Sure.
And then the Geico little chameleon. Right. Wait, is he a gecko? He's a gecko.
Yeah, he's
whatever.
Not a chameleon.
But
right, no.
They have
sure.
toys stuffed yeah. with that little thing. So
love,
I think it's stuffed animals.
Love it.
Yeah, you know, as well, that's a very creative answer and not what I was going for. But you guys are so creative this evening. The moon must be in Gemini or something.
Oh, yeah, it is. Ooh. Well, wait. Yeah, it's up there somewhere.
Yeah. What is the combining theme, Cynthia?
So, it's going to blow my keyword, but the combining theme is there is going to be a biopic of each of these artists.
Oh,
Bruce Springsteen, Scott Weiland, and Boy George. And
okay.
Do you say biopic or biopic?
I say biopic.
It's a biopic.
Okay. It's a pic of a bio. Okay.
Biopic sounds something to do with your eyeballs, doesn't it? He's biopic.
So, Cindy, of those three, which biopic... You're interested in everything, but if you had to watch just one, which one would you pick?
I would probably watch the Scott Weiland one.
Okay.
How about you?
I would totally fucking 100% Boy George.
Yeah, I figured. And Dave?
I would probably be on the Scott
Weiland.
Well,
he Weiland. Was a weird dude.
He was. I would.
Is Boy still alive?
I don't think
yeah.
so.
Mm-hmm.
No, he died, didn't he?
No, he did not.
Don't tell
He's
me.
Alive as shit.
Scott Weiland is dead.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to watch it, because I know the outcome.
Oh.
Well, the funny part about it is that he wrote a book that they're kind of basing it on, and the book is called Not Dead and Not For Sale, which now he's both. because apparently his ex-wife had a lot of debt due to his lifestyle, and she was selling everything off. But you could play the tune and Sherry wins.
No, but I would not watch the Bruce Springsteen biopic.
But this was going to be my keyword, and we did it too late. Is the bear is the boss.
Oh, he is?
So okay. Jeremy Allen White is going to play Bruce.
That seems like good casting.
Well, so I would watch that. I mean, you know, I like Bruce and everything. His music never really spoke that much to me, but he's a dude out there in our time frame, and I like Jeremy Allen White, so I would probably watch that. And that one seems like the one that's closest to happening. The other ones, like, were announced a couple years ago and then have never been heard of since, but they're all promising a
however you pronounce it. When you say biopic, what you're actually saying is that it's a movie with a movie star playing the actor, not like a documentary.
At least the Jeremy Allen White is going to be.
So
that I don't know the details of the Scott or Boy George one.
Generally speaking, I don't like those kind of movies.
You like just going and watching something that's just a bio.
I prefer the documentary. I prefer to. Yeah. I want to learn about whatever his name's life is. But yeah. But although there were a couple that I've was convinced to watch and I enjoyed, so I'll watch it if it's good.
I am kind of like you are, Dave. Like I very much enjoyed a documentary that was like three parts about the Eagles. Than I would a 2-hour movie of the Eagles. See, I've had too much wine. I'm going to run for president because I'm stuttering. But yes, I do think I'd rather see a documentary type thing than. But I'm jumping into a biopic. I like the thing with Freddie Mercury.
Well, did you know that there was already something out there about Boy George? I think when I was looking it up, I think there was an IMDb, a Boy George. Maybe it was incorrect, but I thought there was already something like a smaller something. And now that there's more people doing things with more money, then there's going to be a bigger one called Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, there's so many music stations that you can stream now that have documentaries.
And here it is. Worried About the Boy, TV movie 2010.
Yeah.
Story of George.
I just got done watching a documentary about, it was kind of a tribute to Glenn Frey, his final couple of years.
Eagles.
And an interview. It was very interesting.
Who in what point of view was it? Because I heard he was an asshole. Did they portray him as an asshole anywhere in there?
Nope.
Did they ever show his asshole?
Nope.
I'm just wondering.
No, but he was kind of like, he said he started at 15. And never looked back. Always, always was able to make it. He had no regrets. He was cool.
I'm sure he had a regret or two.
Was it the one where they talked about him and Don Henley being like the backup band for Linda Ronstadt when they started?
No. No,
that was a different movie I saw.
It didn't get very detailed like that.
it was a documentary, but it just glossed over. It just hit the highlights.
Right. It was like a tribute to him. So
More of a tribute. There you go. That would be just the highlights.
It was all the good shit.
Right. All the good shit. Right. Tribute to Glenn Frey.
You've Dave, who's watched the Beatles fucking thing 85 times, go watch the Eagles documentary. God damn it.
Where is it? And I will.
I think it's everywhere now. I think you can get it on Apple. I think you can get it on Amazon. It was fucking phenomenal.
Is that the one that I saw? Or I maybe know. It's a different one. I saw one like several years ago. That's where I found out about the Linda Ronstadt thing.
Yes, I think that's the same one. It was like two parts, and
they talked about Joe Walsh joining the band.
And, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. History of the Eagles.
Hell freezes over.
Yep.
Hell freezes over.
No. Then that's not the right one.
Oh, History of the Eagles and History of the Eagles Part 2.
Part 2.
No, this
was their tour, their last tour, because they said they wouldn't tour together again.
This one was called like the last something.
Oh, the last something.
The Saga of the White-Tailed Eagle. Oh wait, that has nothing to do with the band, the Eagles.
So congratulations, Sherry. Thanks.
Thank
for playing.
Thank you.
Wait, I did that, didn't I?
Congratulations.
You didn't.
Thanks for playing.
Yes, I
Jimmy
did.
Reeds.
Don't.
No, she cajoled you. She poked you, and yet you still wouldn't do it.
Excuse me. You were not listening when I did it.
I do have a question for you guys because of the Pink Cadillac song, and I was reading the lyrics. Don't you think it's interesting that Bruce came out with this song called Pink Cadillac 2 years after Prince's Little Red Corvette?
Right, and there was a Clint Eastwood movie, Pink Cadillac.
Pink Cadillac.
I think it was right around the same time.
Did they use it in the movie?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying no.
No.
All right. Anyway, that was just a interesting.
Now, here's my question. If Bruce Springsteen got together with John Cougar Mellencamp, would he park his pink Cadillac at the pink house?
Maybe. And then they'd go on the freeway of love with Aretha Franklin in her pink Cadillac.
Right. And they would all drive up to Graceland to meet Elvis with his fleet of pink Cadillacs.
Nice.
And then they would have Pink doing the documentary for them.
In a Cadillac.
Then they would drive to the Cadillac Ranch. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the soon-to-be Kardashian Ass Ranch.
The Ass Ranch.
Which is all pink. It's all brown.
All brown. So let's get on topic with this current week. I had no idea that 100%, like, wait, not 100%, a 99.2% solar eclipse is zero. Because we were in the path of the solar eclipse, but we were only supposed to have, we were 99 point some. It didn't fucking look like anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Really?
Like, it got gray, like, but it was cloudy here. So if you were just out in the outside, it didn't get dark. It wasn't like nighttime.
Like, right when it was going to be cool, all of them jet streams freaking went in front of it. And by the time they cleared, nothing.
But it seems like then it would be even darker because now we got the moon in front of the sun and the stream in front of the moon that's in front of the sun. It would be really dark, but it wasn't dark at all.
No.
No.
Yeah, it didn't get dark. I mean, it got gray, right?
Like glary.
But we were in the past.
Dave was sending pictures, right?
I tried, but the pictures couldn't really see what I was seeing.
Yeah, because some people said if they had telescope that they could see all the planets line up.
Well, that's bullshit.
What?
Where was this, Jimmy? Like in
all the planets in a region lined up.
No, that's true. That's bullshit.
The moon just went in front of the sun. That's all. But I heard that there is a video from SpaceX out in space where you see the dark shadow coming across the world, the Earth.
And cool.
And I never looked it up, but I should look that up, right?
Well, and that.
And I heard that everywhere was playing that god-awful song, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, Jesus.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around.
Oh. I think you and Jimmy should duet that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
There we go.
I can't stand to look at your face. Turn around.
Jimmy, he's contrafacting it right now, people. That was
he's riffing
live,
right on it.
That was live Jimmy riff.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And in the to end the show, which we can go overtime, is I think we all want to jibber jabber real quick about the ridiculousness of the app that Cindy discovered this week.
Oh, yeah.
The apps and apps.
Some people might know about it, and it doesn't surprise me. I just heard a commercial for Rocket. What was it, money? But there's lots of other ones out there for people who can't manage their own subscriptions. So they have to pay a subscription to a company to manage their own subscriptions.
Nice.
So it's basically millennials or Zoomers. And I've done this before where you like, okay, let me do this free trial. But I pay attention when that shit's going to come up and I take my fucking account information off. And lately I haven't been doing any of that because there's so many scam artists out there and that's how they make their money. Is people that forget that they subscribe and they just keep charging you for it. But these younger generations don't know how to read a bank statement. And I guess they've never had to balance a checkbook or something. So they need to pay somebody else to take care of where their money goes as far as apps.
Right.
Right. And
So do you guys like sign up for these free things and then pay attention and cancel out, or you don't even bother?
I don't bother.
I don't bother.
Well, that, you know why, Dave? Because you kind of scam it out for free, don't you? You're just out there getting shit for free right and left on the torrent.
No, what it is for me is I would not want to give this app any of my private information or my bank, you know, maybe if it was through my, you know, brokerage account. I don't even know that I would trust my bank with one of these kind of apps that you've then feed it all. Because this thing, I was looking into it. You have to give it all of your usernames and passwords for all of your online accounts. And in order for it to monitor them. Now you're giving this company that made the app all this information about yourself. And I don't know, maybe kids don't care. Maybe they don't have any finances to be worried about. So they figure, what the hell?
They don't have any border. They don't have any like borders or,
So do we know for sure that the Rocket Money, whatever, when they monitor it, does it cost anything or is it free because of the fact that Dave just made the point? Well, you just gave up all your shit.
Like, no, I think you have to pay. You have to pay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And they're selling your shit to other people.
Right. That's why I thought maybe they just made money on that. But if they're charging you and they're selling your shit, it's fucking brilliant. Why didn't Jimmy think of that?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, and then if they get hacked, then somebody has all of your passwords and IDs, right?
Right.
I don't even put my stuff on the computer, you know, in a secret spot or whatever. I don't.
What do you do? Write it?
It's in my head, man.
I got it on I got it on yellow sticky notes all over my house.
It's toilet paper.
Okay, boomer.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Nope. It's like you're on the internet. It's your the whole world. It's listening.
Listen. I mean, yeah. Alexa listens to everything I say. No. Oop. Stop it, Alexa. Shut up. Jesus.
But it is hard to manage all that stuff. So I kept saying, I just want an app, and you don't have to give me your passwords and everything, but I just wish there was just one big, like you go to the grocery store, right? I don't have to sign up for the potato app to get potatoes and this, that. I go to one spot and I buy all the shit I want. I want one warehouse where I go in and I'm like, boop, I'll take Apple TV, boop, I'll buy Netflix, and I'm done. And then I get one bill a month, and then when the Apple goes bad, I get to throw it away. Which
yes.
would be fucking, it's not the same as having this third party that you give all your shit to and it reminds you that you still have these. I'm like, no, I just want one marketplace for all the shit. And then I just put it in my cart. And then they have a credit card. That's it. They don't need my password and everything. They just know that I bought it. And they charge my credit card once a month for whatever I put in my cart. And okay. they can charge another fucking $10 fee. I don't care. I just get sick of all this fucking shit every month on my credit card. Oh, yeah, there's Netflix.
Right, that you have to pay attention yeah. to. And then they each start going up a little bit here and a little bit there. So you got to verify and all that shit. They keep you on your toes. But no, that's a great idea. And I bet you that's coming down the pike sometime in the next hour long, Sherry.
But I don't want this Rocket Mortgage where I hear I'm going to tell you everything I got. And then you're just going, hey, did you know that you haven't used your Apple TV in a while? Do you want to cancel? Well, how do you fucking know? Narc.
Right. Narc,
you son of a bitch.
So yes, I would not pay somebody to tell me the stupid shit I've done. I've got Dave for that.
You dumbass.
And he's free.
Easy now. I'm not that free.
He's a life roach.
A live roach?
I'm a live roach?
Life roach.
Life. I'm a life roach.
You're a roach for life.
I'm like a cockroach for someone's life.
Or is it like a roach that you smoke?
Or am I like a doobie roach? I'm a leftover doobie.
You're leftover.
I feel like you're very smokable, Dave.
I was saved. I'm saved in a little jar up on the mantle.
You're like the elf on the shelf.
I'm the roach on the coach.
Right.
That's couch.
Couch.
I'll try it, man. I'll roll up some of your ashes, man.
Broth.
Shit.
Yeah, I think the story is Rocket Mortgage. We're all like thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
No. Hated it.
But I've been tracking my finances since I was 16 years old. So
really?
Yeah. Okay, so wait, I'm sorry. 17. When I went to college.
Do you still have those records? Do you still have those records?
Yeah, that would be funny.
I'm curious. How long do you guys keep your, old records?
2 years, maybe
3 years or more than that.
2 years.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Just two.
Two.
You keep shit online?
Fuck it. No. Oh, I keep my tax. I keep my taxes a little longer, but any statements I don't even get.
Yeah, right. It's online. It's on email or whatever.
Yeah.
You just keep your hard drive.
Your drive hard.
Keep your drive hard, bro. You know what Sherry, what did you
I am just, talking so
loud. Did
you
loudly. Just say something?
I did.
Jimmy, did you hear what Sherry said?
I don't know, but I want to talk about Xfinity.
He didn't hear anything at all that you said, Sherry.
No.
Do you want to talk about Xfinity now, Jimmy?
Yes.
All right, hit us with all it.
Right, yeah, hit us.
Has anybody called you from Xfinity that was from the Philippines?
No.
No.
God, you have that Philippine boyfriend. We had this conversation like many shows ago about Jimmy having his little Filipino boyfriend.
Right. He confirmed the Frank Sinatra murder story.
Yeah.
Right. And you're still communicating with the Filipino Xfinity guy?
This guy from Xfinity called from the Philippines, and he wanted to tell me that I need to buy the extra package with more memory.
Channels?
More gigabytes?
Gigabytes of data.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you I don't even use a quarter of whatever you're talking about.
Right. You don't.
I mean, you probably don't. Just looking checks to see how much you use. Did you ask him?
Right.
Nope. He just went on and on about the thing, and I wanted to be nice to him. And when he got done, I said, no thanks, and I hung up.
No thanks. Click.
You waited. See, he's one of those that would answer a robocall.
Oh, yeah. He's talking to robocall.
Well, and Jimmy, the guy from Xfinity, had three words for you. Porn adds up. Right? Porn adds up. You go through your data fast.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
Hmm. I've never paid a penny for it.
Well, of course. You're a torrent porner.
I'm not even. I'm a Pornhub porner.
Pornhub, right.
I just go to Pornhub. It's fucking the easiest. It's never been easier to see porn than it is now. Jimmy, go to Pornhub.
Well, don't you get all those viruses, Dave?
Well, that's a whole different thing. I mean, I can't help who I get viruses from, all right? I'm sorry.
Doesn't your, like, fancy computer get all those viruses from all those, you know, Pornhub things?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I don't, listen, it's not like I'm on Pornhub every day.
Because right. Sometimes my wife catches me and I have to turn it off.
She's listening to the show, right?
Are we still taping?
We are. We have not said goodnight yet. It is time for us to say goodnight. Are you ready,
Jimmy? Already.
Are you ready to sing us out, Jimmy?
Jesus.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
The show's over. Here we go. I mean, when we start talking about porn, come on.
Time to go. It's the end of the show. So put down your beer and get the hell out of here. Good night,
Jimmy. See you next Thursday.
Good night. All right. Do we still have to do the good night thing with the letters of the alphabet and shit?
Yep.
Damn it. All right. I'm going to say, Jimmy, you go first.
Okay. Good night. You xylophone Xers.
Nice. Xylophone Xers. All right, Sherry, you're up.
Good night, you X-rated Exons.
Exons, huh? X-rated Exons. All right, Cindy, you're up.
Good night, you X-rayed Xers.
Okay, so I don't like any of that at all.
Excrement.
Can you believe she just said excrement, people?
Who's no?
But I don't believe that begins with an X, to be honest with you.
Neither does xylophone. Oh, wait, it does.
That, well, I know.
It was a Z.
It
was a Z.
Oh, Sherry, with the knowledge, fucked me up.
See, I would say that you were. Oh, what was the X I was going to use? Oh, I was going to say you Xeroxing ex-girlfriends.
Oh, David.
See what I did there? Oh. I Xeroxed with the ex-girlfriends.
David, drop the X.
So there you go, bro.
What was Xeroxed? Your balls?
Your
listen
nut
here.
Sack.
That's for me to know. And for the ex-girlfriends to try and forget.
I have a brown shark that lives in a cave. It's dark down where the light doesn't shine. Hot, slimy, wet, mofo stink in a clump. Shark in your cave, it's time to take a dump. You always have a friend who would tell you no lies when it's time for it. Let's both sit in the dark to see the shark. It's my brown shark, my brown shark, my brown shark.